This is Josh Sumby, and I'm a sales agronomist for CHS Ag Services in Drayton, North Dakota. We're pleased to bring you this update from the Red River Farm Network. CHS Ag Services, providing solutions for your success.
Tuesday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Randy Conan. Grain markets, or rather, we'll hear from Tyler Donaldson and Whitney Pittman as well. Voting delegates at the 122nd Annual National Farmers Union Convention reelected President Rob LaRue and Vice President Jeff Kipley by unanimous ballot, both serving another two-year term. LaRue, who hails from Greenville, West Virginia, has served Farmers Union as its president since 2020, and Kipley, who is from Aberdeen, South Dakota, begins his second term as Farmers Union Vice President. The National Farmers Union Convention will wrap up today in Scottsdale. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Whitney Pittman has more.
Domina Law managing attorney Brian Jordy works with landowners on property rights law throughout the Midwest. He presented during a breakout session at the NFU convention. Jordy says the recently passed South Dakota Landowner Bill of Rights failed to address concerns.
That was incredibly frustrating because it was billed as landowner, pro-landowner, when it wasn't at all, and landowners never had a seat at the table. So that was a done deal before the session even started, but it didn't touch eminent domain. So they failed to even address the real reasons of why people are upset. It didn't touch the invasive surveying activities, and it didn't touch eminent domain, so it was ultimately a failure.
And talking about the Fifth Amendment, you mentioned the difference between public purpose and public benefit and kind of some of the area there of debate.
Well, so if you look at the Fifth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, the Takings Clause, it deals with public use as the threshold. You can't take private property of another unless the project is for public use. That's been watered down. And where we're at now is basically any vague public benefit is potentially a justification. And those are the laws that need to be addressed. The problem is giant corporations love a lower hurdle so they can just trip over it and get eminent domain. And that's where you have the pushback, because the big money wants eminent domain to be given to private companies.
And what can producers, what are the big concerns for producers? You talked a lot about liability.
Well, liability is a big one, and the companies will claim, well, don't worry about it because we'll indemnify you. But the question is, well, who, which company, does that have assets? Is your insurance, pipeline insurance company, are they also going to indemnify? Because they could come after the landowner for contribution if they pay out on a claim. You can't get insurance because of the pollution exclusion on a lot of your policies. And even if you could get it, you couldn't afford it. And so it's just basically knowing the risks. If you know all the risks and you understand them and want to go forward, go for it. But I don't want you to be like the thousands of people I talk to that sign something and then say, oh, I didn't realize that. And then it's too late.
That's Brian Jordy joining us from the 122nd National Farmers Union Convention. Coverage is brought to you by North Dakota Farmers Union, South Dakota Farmers Union, the Minnesota Farmers Union, and Ag Country Farm Credit Services. Reporting from Scottsdale, Arizona, I'm Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network.
USDA reminding farmers who have not yet enrolled in the Agricultural Risk Coverage, ARC, or the Price Loss Coverage, PLC, programs for the 2024 crop year have until Friday to revise their elections and sign contracts. If farmers do not complete the enrollment and sign their contracts, they will not be enrolled in the ARC or PLC programs and will not receive a payment if one is triggered. Failure to enroll in ARC or PLC can also impact eligibility for some crop insurance products offered by USDA's Risk Management Agency. North Dakota's Department of Environmental Quality has released a priority climate action plan, which is backed by a $3 million federal grant. It aims to expand energy efficiency and land management projects that reduce emissions by 3% over 25 years. The plan involves various initiatives and a number of agricultural practices that are projected to reduce emissions by 530,000 metric tons of carbon dioxide by 2030. The DEQ has released an emissions inventory revealing major contributors like industrial and oil gas sectors, aligning with Governor Doug Burgum's goal for carbon neutrality by the year 2030. Go to the Red River Farm Network's website, rrfn.com. You can sign up for the weekly FarmNet News e-newsletter. You can also download this broadcast, as well as follow us on Facebook and X, all at rrfn.com. You're listening to the Red River Farm Network. Tuesday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. Mission South Dakota rancher Chad Blotsky is a member of the National Farmers Union Senior Advisory, or SAC, Council.
The important part of being a SAC, Senior Advisory Council, is I get to help design the education director, I help with the education director and work at making all the state camps, day camps, stuff like that. So it's kind of good to go around, see the younger generation, even though I'm part of the younger generation, but still help influence them in my same way I've been influenced by older generations.
Blotsky also part of Farmers Union Enterprise Leadership, or FUELS, class.
FUEL is a group. There's three of us from South Dakota, and we meet up with other FUEL members from North Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, and Wisconsin. So we all got here 2 days early. We got to do a little practice of parley pro, got to talk with the president of Farmers Union Raw for a little bit. And yesterday we also got to go to a citrus farm and learn about how they do stuff around here, how they farm, and learn about how they have some of the same problems that we do. So it was kind of cool seeing that, how even though how far we are apart, we still deal with the same things, now we can still help each other.
And our reports from the National Farmers Union Convention in Scottsdale, brought to you by the North Dakota Farmers Union, Minnesota Farmers Union, South Dakota Farmers Union, and Ag Country Farm Credit Services. New study by the University of Minnesota researchers finding some success using artificial intelligence to predict carbon cycles in agricultural ecosystems. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Tyler Donaldson has more.
The study, done by researchers at University of Minnesota's AI Climate, uses AI to sift through tens of thousands of man-hours worth of data and imagery in just a fraction of the cost and time. University of Minnesota Department of Bioproducts and Biosystems Engineering Assistant Professor Jeonong Jin is a co-author of the study and co-leader of AI Climate. Jin believes that using AI to analyze the wealth of data that is pulled in from all of the various data-gathering entities can greatly benefit the ag community in the pursuit of zero-emissions production while also saving on man-hours and cost.
You can kind of think, okay, people on the ground doing soil core, measuring soil, they contribute some information, but it's part of the story. People providing information from satellite remote sensing, UAV remote sensing, they observe something differently, but it's not the whole picture, right? So they contribute something. And those people who run computational models to forecast and to predict, they also contribute something, but again, it's a small portion of the big picture. So AI, the role is really bring those different pieces together and make better use of all the information put a lot together. The integration of ground measurement, computational modeling, satellite remote sensing is our project.
Taking a statistical analysis approach can help quantify carbon emissions and levels and is a critical first step towards standardizing carbon intensity scores.
Our perspective is a little bit different from what a typical agronomist or those ag consultants would provide. They know much better about the crop physiology, soil dynamics than us, but they usually their focus was, okay, this piece of land and that piece of land. But then when it's, so there's the issue is called the scale up. If you are a governor, you are USDA, you're facing millions of the field, you wouldn't be able to send the millions of agronomists to the ground to check out, see, okay, how are we going to do this? This is where the combination of the earth science and the traditional agronomy would provide a new insight. It's, okay, let's try to be as accurate as we can be, but cost effectively, and scale up that to every field potentially, across the state, across the country.
That was University of Minnesota Assistant Professor of Bioproducts and Biosystems Engineering, Jeonong Jin. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm Tyler Donaldson.
Waben, Minnesota beef producer Paul Benson says a new processing facility in his local community could be up and running as early as June.
We're in the process of constructing a USDA slaughter and processing plant right along State Highway 59 in Waubun, Minnesota, bringing a much-needed resource to the community to help grow opportunity for local beef and hog producers and for the consumer with a good choice of healthy products. We will have a full-service storefront for meats and also offer many different packaging opportunities, whether it be boxed beef all the way to case-ready or take it home and eat it yourself.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, you're listening to the Red River Farm Network. Good morning. Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. The Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council on a trade mission in Uzbekistan. Benson, Minnesota farmer Patrick O'Leary says the goal of the trade mission is to continue to build the relationship that was started on previous trade missions.
To get a good understanding what U.S. or Minnesota soybeans can bring to the industry here in Uzbekistan. And I think it's even more exciting to see the team that we built here in Uzbekistan and the group that they built around their team, you know, bringing some of the farmers together and having discussions amongst their farmers about what the Minnesota product can bring to them. So,
O'Leary was a member of the previous Minnesota Soybean Council trade mission.
You know, the first trip was really good. We met a lot of people in the industry, agriculture industry or feed industry, that were really excited about the product that we produce in the U.S. And, you know, we've been working on it for another year and a half since then, and it continues to have a lot of excitement around it.
Checking markets before we leave you this morning. We're softer across the board right now. Wheat, Minneapolis, 6 3/4 lower in the May contract, 6.63 1/4. September's down 6. Chicago May wheat down 5 at 5.42 1/4. Kansas City May wheat down 7 3/4 at 5.91. May corn is down 3 1/4 at 4.38 1/2. July corn down 2 3/4 at 4.51. New crop December down 2 3/4 at 4.70. And the May soybeans down 2 cents at 11.77 1/4. August is down 1 1/2 cents at 11.85 1/4, and new crop November down 1 at 11.71 3/4. Canola's a little firmer. We're up $3 a metric ton there in the May contract, 6.18.70 Canadian. On the farm calendar, the 2024 Getting It Right in Canola Productions virtual meeting, that is today. That begins at 8:30, goes until noon. No fee to attend, but they do want you to pre-register so you get that Zoom link. That would be just contact ndsu.edu for that. Also, North Dakota State University Extension has the 2024 Western Crop and Pest Management School. That begins today at the Sleep Inn Hotel in Minot. Registration begins at 7:30 this morning. Session begins at around 8:20. Also, the North Dakota Grain Dealers Safety, Health, Environmental Conference today in Fargo. That's the SHE Conference. That'll be at the Fargo Holiday Inn. That gets underway at 8:30 this morning, goes all throughout the entire day. Registration at the door is $110. Grand Farm Field Day Preview is tomorrow from 9 till noon. That'll be at the NDSU Agronomy Seed Farm at Castleton. They'll be looking into the deeper relationships between soil health and crop nutrition, upcoming trends of major crops like wheat, corn, barley, soybeans, and you can also a chance to learn more about Grand Farm and the work that they do. And Specialty Soy and Grains Alliance hosting their Transportation Go at the Renaissance Toledo Hotel, downtown Toledo, Ohio. That is tomorrow and Thursday. Well, thanks for joining us this morning. Have a great Tuesday. This is the Red River Farm Network.